This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday he would not negotiate a delay to Brexit after lawmakers backed a proposal to withhold approval for his agreement until formal ratification legislation passed. We get more from Reuters correspondent Edward Barron.
British lawmakers were supposed to be voting on Prime Minister Boris Johnson's last-minute Brexit divorce deal. But now they've backed an amendment which will defer the decision, meaning there'll be no vote on the deal this weekend. This was the response from the Prime Minister.
I will not negotiate a delay with the EU. And neither does the law compel me to do so. I will tell our friends and colleagues in the EU exactly what I have told everyone in the last 88 days that I've served as Prime Minister, that further delay would be bad for this country.
The battle over Brexit also spilled onto the streets of London, where tens of thousands had gathered to demand a new referendum.
That's Edward Barron of Reuters. Now, late Saturday, Johnson sent the EU an unsigned letter asking for a Brexit delay, but then sent a second signed letter that said the first letter was a mistake. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed on Saturday to crush the heads of Kurdish militants in northern Syria if they don't withdraw during a 120-hour pause in fighting.
Olursa olur.
He said if it works, it works. If it doesn't, the minute the 120 hours expired, Turkey would continue to, in his words, keep crushing the heads of the terrorists. Meanwhile, an official in the Kurdish-led self-administration of northeastern Syria said Turkey was not abiding by the 120-hour pause in fighting. This is VOA News. Hong Kong anti-government activists held a prayer rally on Saturday night to call for international help for their cause. A protest march is planned for Sunday, with organizers vowing to hold the event, even though it failed to win approval from police. As the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's political crisis extends into a fifth month, protesters are trying to keep the pressure on the government to respond to their demands, including full democracy and an independent inquiry into alleged police brutality. They're also using Sunday's rally to raise a more recent demand for the government to scrap a ban installed this month on face masks at public gatherings. Nationwide protests in Lebanon entered their third day on Saturday, calling for the removal of the country's political elite. We get more from Reuters correspondent Emily Wither.
After another night of violent clashes across Lebanon, anti-government protesters gathered for a third day of rage Saturday in the biggest protest the country has seen in decades. The Prime Minister, Saad al-Hariri, gave his government partners a 72-hour deadline Friday to agree on reforms, hinting he may otherwise resign. These latest protests kicked off over the rising cost of living and new tax plans. It included a fee on WhatsApp calls, which was quickly retracted after thousands took to the streets.
On Saturday, Lebanese Finance Minister Michel Aoun said that he and Prime Minister al-Hariri had agreed on a final budget that did not include any additional taxes or fees. His tweet was seen largely as an attempt to appease the protesters. A heavy police presence in central Barcelona Saturday following the worst night of urban unrest in decades. Riot police patrolled Orquinana Square, where demonstrators first gathered. Police hit protesters with batons to regroup them. There was a heavy police presence also in front of the Catalan region's High Court, where another group of protesters had gathered. Demonstrators gathered in different parts of the city on the sixth day of protests against the ruling by Spain's Supreme Court over nine separatists who had staged a banned referendum on independence in 2017. And Nestor made landfall Saturday as a post-tropical cyclone after the former tropical storm spawned a tornado. Nestor is expected to bring as much as 10 centimeters of rain to inland areas as it moves northeast through the states of Georgia and into the Carolinas through Sunday before exiting into the Atlantic Ocean. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.